Amnesty International reports that millions of people lived in refugee and displaced persons camps in 2012, uprooted by conflict like these people in Syria and by national disasters elsewhere. The refugee crisis is particularly acute in Africa, in the Democratic Republic of Congo, Ivory Coast, Sudan, and South Sudan. Aside from human rights violations in war zones, like the destruction of this school in Sudan, Amnesty criticizes countries that receive refugees and others around the world for not doing enough to help. The group's Secretary General, Salil Shetty, spoke to VOA.
National governments prefer to focus and prioritize on their national borders, their national security interests, rather than the interests of human security and human beings. Unfortunately, the international community, which should rise to protect these people, 12 million of whom are stateless, they are not rising to the occasion.
There were 15 million registered refugees worldwide at the end of last year, Amnesty says. They were displaced by war, discrimination, and natural disaster, with more being created every day by conflicts in Syria and elsewhere.
The hands of this man are tied, and that he is on the floor, and he cannot do anything.
Amnesty also documented torture and repression in more than 100 countries, with political prisoners being held in 57. But the group reports some positive news. It praises the Global Arms Trade Treaty, which regulates the trade in conventional weapons. And Salil Shetty says the rise of cellular technology is helping protect people's rights and expose abuses, partly through amateur videos like this one.
We have, Twitter and all the social media moving at a very rapid pace, almost real-time information sharing. Of course, we have to validate a lot of the information. We can't take it for granted. But the fact is, the rise of mobile phones and citizen activism and journalism, I think, is a game changer.
The use of cell phone cameras is producing more such videos showing attacks on civilians in Syria as well as human rights violations elsewhere. Amnesty International says the amateur reporters who shoot these videos couldn't prevent the attacks, but they can show them to the world in a way that was never possible before, and that could deter future abuses. Al Pessin, VOA News, London.